The Academic and the Activist, where we talk about all things political science, feminism, and fun, with your hosts, the Academic,
Dr. Amanda Bittner,
and the Activist,
Jenny Wright.
That's the music of Amelia Curran heralding a popular podcast with two prominent women from our community. The Academic and the Activist is co-hosted by political scientist Dr. Amanda Bittner and feminist Jenny Wright. Here they are in conversation with VOCM's news director, Linda Swain.
Well, I'm here with Dr. Amanda Bittner and Jenny Wright. Why a podcast?
Well, it was about, I think, 2 years ago that Amanda and I started talking about the fact that every time we saw coverage of political coverage, women running for leadership, and there was just such little gender lens that most of the people that were covering the political arena were also male in the media, and we just weren't hearing a voice. And the other thing that we realized was in this world where media is so fast and it's coming at you in really short stories that people didn't have the time. The media just didn't have the time to really expand on stories the way we really wanted to. So we thought, let's have our own podcast. Let's cover Newfoundland Labrador politics from a gender perspective, and certainly from the perspective of an academic and an activist, and be able to have some time where we can really open it up and do it as part of an educational thing, but also to have our own voices heard.
Amanda, what types of topics have you been tackling?
Oh, we've covered so many topics, from everything from our favorite episode, I think, is our most recent rage episode, where we talk about anger and emotion in politics. We've also talked about women in legislatures. We've talked about women in science and gender bias in science and data, and a whole bunch of other topics related to that. So focusing on Newfoundland politics, but then also covering our kind of topic of the day, where we assess various issues from kind of experience that Jenny's got on the ground as an activist, as a social worker, to experience that I've got and, you know, research that's been done by academics and nerds like me.
Do you often agree?
Actually, it's funny. We agree quite a bit, or we're learning from each other because we come from such a different perspective. So she's coming from the perspective of research in the academy, and I'm coming from on the ground and working with community groups. So that's, I think, one of the most exciting things about it, is how that those different lenses mesh together. And I think it really broadens the topic in a really exciting way. I don't think we've really, you know, disagreed on a topic, but I think we certainly inform each other, and we hope it's, you know, informative for the people that are listening. And I think it is. I really do.
Yeah, I think that's true. And I think that we both have such different kinds of backgrounds that it's not so much disagreeing. It's more like, oh, you said this. Can you explain on that? Because I don't really quite understand it. And so we're both kind of learning to ask more questions and think about things in a different kind of way than we normally might.
I've often heard people say that this particular election is rather dull. Has the election given you any fodder?
It's given us a lot of fodder, especially from a gender or a feminist view. So one of the things we started to do was have a discussion. Will one of the parties please run a gender slate? And we had a joke on air that if any of the parties did, we were going to send them ice cream over to headquarters. So what Amanda did was track all the people that were running for the different parties, and each week at the podcast we'd say, is it happening? Are any of the parties running a gender slate? Because that's quite easy to do. Each party would just need to run 20 strong women in winnable riding. So we were hopeful, but we finally gave up hope just about last week. So we do talk about that. We talk about the lack of kind of gender issues that are happening, and we certainly talk a lot about how boring this election campaign has really been, even comparing it to the election 4 years ago.
So where can people access it?
So we're hosted by SoundCloud, but you can access us at anywhere you listen to your podcast. So all you got to do is type in The Academic and The Activist, and all 8 of our episodes so far will come right up.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for having us.